I thought we could start with you telling me how you came across this story and decided to make this film.
It was a story that that no one outside of the Chinese press in New York City was really covering at all. My producer, one of the producers on the film, Mark Mitten, is friends with the Sung family. They were saying to him, you know, we're going through this extraordinary thing right now. He then reached out to me and said, you know, there's this really crazy story happening in New York with this small bank. We went and we shot for a few days to sort of get a sense of it. And based on that, I was, you know, I was hooked and like, yes, let's tell this story. It's an important story.
It was interesting that you said that you got hooked with it, because I felt the same way when I was watching it. Was like, when I watch things, I try and be skeptical of like main characters or things like that, because I try and remain neutral. But it was so hard for me not to be rooting for them throughout the whole film.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly how we felt. I mean, this film, I feel like this film, it's clear fairly early on whose corner we're in, and I think we're justifiably in their corner. But nonetheless, it was important to articulate the case against them, even though the film is, you know, I think squarely in the corner of the Sungs, because I feel like even when you know the case against them, it doesn't ultimately have the merit.
You mentioned this was one of your first times doing kind of an investigative film. You said you'd never done a film with courtroom drama before. So what was that like, taking on this new kind of project?
There are several struggles with a film like this. One is, you know, the of course, when you go into a situation to do a film that takes place around a trial, what you sincerely hope for is to be able to be in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes you can get that. And in this case, we could have been in there if everyone had consented to it, if the judge, the prosecution, and the defense had consented to it. But without all three consenting to it, we couldn't get in there. So we weren't able to be in the courtroom for the trial. So we hired this, you know, fabulous artist to go in, and she spent a few days in court, did a bunch of drawings that I knew would ultimately become the basis for sort of visualizing the court proceedings. The other thing we weren't able to get access to was the prosecution during the trial, only after. We didn't even get access to the defense lawyers during the trial. Basically, we had access to the family during the trial, and that was it. And after spending some time with the family and filming with them and having our idea about how to deal with the courtroom stuff, you know, I decided that was enough, because the family was so compelling and so interesting and so funny and so unique.
Was it difficult after spending a lot of time with a subject and maybe building a relationship with them to then have to ask them those tough questions and almost like not accuse them of things, but ask them of things that they'd already told you they hadn't done?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, you know, you're right. At that point, we had definitely formed a real relationship with them. Nonetheless, it had to be done. And if you were to look at the raw footage of the interviews where that happened, you would see that, you know, I didn't hold back. Mm-hmm. and neither did they.
Your previous work has been more like profiling people at certain moments in their lives. And in a way, this is also kind of profiling that family. How do you work with subjects to get them used to having cameras following them around so much?
You know, I'm a big believer in just, you know, and try to build that kind of relationship with your subject so that they like, frankly, having you around and enjoy your company, as well as, you know, being on board with what it is the film's to be about. So I think those are the key for me, is you put in the time and you build the relationships. That's the key.
And something that stood out to me in the film was the portrait shots of the characters that you would have. Are those portrait shots something that you do in a lot of your work, or I guess what made you decide to do those and incorporate them in the film?
I've tried them on other films, in the filming. I've done them twice before, but they never ended up in the film.
Yeah.
because, you know, when we got into editing, it just didn't seem like it fit or worked. Yeah. But it felt like it fit here, in part because of the sort of pride within the Chinese community and the mm-hmm. pride of the Sungs, the kind of dignity. And there was something about, I think, the portraits. The ones that are the most resonant and meaningful are the ones that are either of the family or of citizens in Chinatown.